Sky Sports Radio and our weekly podcast preview of the legs of the quaddie. This week we're at Rose Hill. As we record this on Thursday morning, the track is just a soft six and Paul Joyce has done all the fancies at this stage. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yeah, look, a soft six for Rose Hill on Saturday. A couple of good races there, and in particular, the quaddie legs are very, very sort of open racing. I think we've got $6.50 the field in the third leg. So, look, it'll be a good, fun day out there. And the forecast is terrific for Friday and Saturday. So we'll be in the winter soft range, but I think we'll be on the better side of soft.
All right, well, let's have a look at the quaddie. It starts with the Winter Cup on this nine-race card. Nurse Kitchen, as we record this, Chris Lees is undecided whether the horse runs here or goes to the Sunshine Coast. Plymouth Road, he couldn't have been more impressive last week, but obviously takes a step into a listed race.
Yeah, that's right. It's a interesting first leg of the quaddie. And, look, I think pace-wise, you've hit the nail on the head with Plymouth Road. He led them up and was never going to get beaten 7 days ago at Randwick. So he's in form at the right time and gets in on the light weight. I've got him in the quaddie, but I've only got him in as the fourth pick. I went 2, 3, 1, and 7. Sayed on top. He'll go around favourite, and he's obviously the horse to beat. He ran a good second behind Black on Gold in an open handicap here a couple of weeks ago, and that was only second up. So he strips fitter here, but the big plus for him, of course, is the soft track stats that he's got. 5 starts on soft, the 3 wins in a second, and he's also got the 2,400-metre form. He's won twice over 2,400 and been runner-up on another occasion. So that's really, you know, all the stats you want for Sayed, and then you can throw into the mix. He's only got 53.5, so he looks very well placed. The 3 Nurse Kitchen, look, she's been disappointing, but she's got the blinkers going on first time, and I just think that could be the key to her. She's coming through the same form line as Sayed. Yeah, you're going to get a much better price about Nurse Kitchen. And if the blinkers do the trick, we know she's got the class to win a race like this. She did run second here in the Vinery Stud Stakes, a Group 1 race as a 3-year-old. Now, number 1, Destiny's Kiss. You can just see what's going to happen here. Everyone's going to ride him off again, the old boy, because he didn't quite fire up in the Stayers Cup over 3,200. But that was a heavy 9 track at Randwick. He had 61 kilos. It's not the same here at Rose Hill. It's a lot easier to get through it. And I spoke to Jay Ford after that race, and he said, look, the horse just couldn't quicken when I wanted him to. He said, turning for home, I thought I had them covered, but the ground was just that bit too heavy. So I think backer on a genuine soft at Destiny's Kiss, he's riding this up to his ears. And number 7, the horse you mentioned, Plymouth Road, the likely leader, he goes in just in case he sort of hits this rare purple patch of form, which horses tend to do during the winter. So it's 2, 3, 1, and 7. I do think Sayed will be winning, but there's a couple of others there will be cheering for the quaddie.
Okay, so 2, 3, 1, and 7 in this year's Winter Cup there. To race 7, the other feature at Rose Hill on Saturday, the listed Civic Stakes. We've got 14 plus 3 emergencies. I know Tony Noonan is sweating on a scratching to get Manalo Blahnik in there. And at this stage, Danish Twist runs here rather than at the sunny coast, Paul.
Yeah, what a field. And this is where we really kick off these 3 terrific open races to finish off the quaddie. Speed-wise here, well, we've got Jungle Edge engaged, so we know what he does. He just goes forward and puts the pace on. And the other one here that'll probably go forward and match it with him would be Flo, who led throughout to win first up. So good race here. I've gone 7-13-1-5-9. 7 on top in Vinzabil. I was on him last start, and he just missed behind Flo. He was held up into the straight. You could argue that he should have won, but I think he'll turn the tables this time regardless. He's third up off a spell now. He gets a massive 2.5 kilo weight swing against Flo, who beat him there at Rose Hill. So I think 2.5 kilos for a neck basically says Invincible can turn the tables. And then you can add to the mix there, he's going to get the gun run from the draw. And he just loves Rose Hill. 6 starts here for 3 wins and 2 placings. I'm keen on Invincible, and you can get a bit of a price about him at the moment with tab.com.au. Number 13's the Danger Flow, the horse that just edged him out the other day. Yeah, he'll strip fitter for the run and be on speed with the lightweight. Jungle Edge, 61 kilos to carry out to the 1350, but he has won up to 1400. He's a Group 1 place getter. I'm not going to rule him out on a soft track. 5 Dreamforce, what a win first up. Came from the clouds. That was un-Dreamforce-like, but he's now won 4 of his past 5 starts. And he just may be a horse that's still got upside Dreamforce, so he goes in the mix. And we'll be cheering this one, Andrew. Number 9, Slightly Sweet. I think if there's going to be an absolute blowout, she's the mare to do it. Last prep, she ran some good races. 5th behind Prompt Response. sixth behind Dixie Blossoms, and here she is coming into this at about $40 or $50. So Slightly Sweet goes into the quaddie. 7, 13, 1, 5 and 9.
$41 as we record this on Thursday morning. Slightly Sweet, $41 and $10 the place there if you want to maybe have something small each way. He was keen to get the horse into a couple of those big feature races in Brisbane, Jason Corr, but didn't get there because of the order of entry.
Yeah, she just missed out. But, you know, you only go back two preps ago. She won the Winter Stakes here. She beat Man of His Word that day. So you know, she's up to this class, if not better than this class. It's just a matter of her racing pattern, you know, often thwarts her because she needs all the breaks.
Righto. So they're the numbers, 7, 13, 1, 5 and 9 in the Civic Stakes. Now we go to race 8. This is a benchmark 79 race over the 1,500. Imanui's already come out number 11, which gives the emergency Dylan's Romance a start here. Paul, how's the pace for this one?
Yeah, pace here should be good. I mean, we've got another huge field. We've got Coonawarra drawn wide, Braces, who's in terrific form on pace, and Prometheus, if he jumps, he'll be right up there on speed as well. So good speed, capacity field, just keeps that pressure up, and this is the race where it was about $6 the field, so it's a very open affair. Look, I've gone 4, 13, 8, 7 and 9. So the 4 on top, the Avenger, great first up win, close up second up behind Manalo Blahnik, and I think third up, he tends to bounce third up. He's 2 from 2, undefeated third up in the past. So we'll go with the Avenger on top in the open affair. I'll put in the 13 for second, Mapmaker. Now, he ran third behind Manolo Blahnik, so I'm concentrating on that form line for 1-2. And it's worth noting, the 1,500 here at Rose Hill, Mapmaker, 3 starts, never missed a top 2 finish. So he goes right into the mix here. Number 8 goes in for third, and that is a Cosmic Engine. Now, the Chris Waller's got this horse first up at 1,500, which is an interesting play because he always goes best fresh in his campaign. So he's had a couple of quiet trials. He's in the quaddy. Number 7, Braces, just going too well to leave him out. Greg Hickman's got him flying. He settles on pace. And I thought number 9 is the other one we'll throw in, Prometheus. He's the other on-pace runner that I just want in there. He's coming through the flow in Invincible form. So drops back from a 95 to a 79 benchmark race. So big drop back in grade for Prometheus. So we've got 4, 13, 8, 7 and 9. I've gone as wide as I could. No guarantees, but I'm confident we've got the winner in there.
Righto. Last, the 4:25 race over the 1,100. Number 10 is out. You've got Del Cielo is probably going to the Sunshine Coast, so we expect it to come out. And still, though, plenty of numbers. The Emergency gets a start. Sweet Serendipity third up. How do you see the last?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. There's going to be speed on, isn't there? With Easy Eddie, Clear the Beach, if it goes round. The horse you just mentioned, Sweet Serendipity, is a speedster. So there's speed there from the Emergencies, but you've also got Tango Rain in the field. So that'll just keep things really moving up front. 14, 13, 5 and 2 in the last. Look, I'm going with Chauffeur. He's an interesting sort of horse. He obviously went up to Doomben first up. He went around favourite. And if you get a chance to watch the head-on vision, this horse nearly got put through the running rail in the early stages. He got absolutely flattened. He then ran into more bother mid-race and ended up finishing last. But if you hear people say a forgive run, this is the absolute definition of forgive run. Just put the pen right through it. Go back to his form last prep, a second in the San Domenico behind Pariah. He ran around in the run to the Rose, the Golden Rose. He wasn't far off them. So he's just a different class than these winter horses. And he's had a trial since that Doomben run, and he waltzed home by 7.5 lengths up at Wyong. So, look, I think we've got to just forget that run, and we're getting a decent price as a result. He's the class runner of this field by a long way. Number 13, Redouble. I've marked him the danger from a great draw. Flashing Light run first up. He's since had a trial at Rose Hill, and he blew them away in that trial. So I think Bjorn Baker's got him ready to peak. And the other two chances for the quaddy, the 5 Perizzardis, she's a mare I like. Regular listeners will know I usually throw her in the mix. She's in there again. She had no luck in the June Stakes. Much better barrier this time. And the 2, His Majesty, he's our swooper. I loved his trials. He's first up from a long, long break. Terrible draw. But he'll just sit out the back, hope they overcook it up front and be steaming at them late. So 14, 13, 5 and 2, Andrew, in the last.
Yeah, His Majesty was scratched, I think it was last week, but certainly Kim Ward talking with her this morning, Thursday. She's very happy and ready to rock and roll with the preparation. Rising 8-year-old, but the horse is ready to go again.
Yeah, and look, his two trials, they've just been so sharp. So, Kim will make sure he's ready to go. And I think the 1,100 run at a fast pace, you know, it's probably exactly what they wanted, which is probably why they kept him back to this week.
Yep, understand. All right, how much is all that going to cost us?
Yeah, it's going to cost us a fortune, Andrew. We've got to mortgage the house. No, we don't at all. $20 for 5%. So we're only getting half of our dividend if we get there. But look, with those sort of races and big dividends expected, we want to get a piece of it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now you'll be back live if there's any updated scratchings by the time we get to Saturday morning. You'll be joining us after 10 o'clock with all that. Have a good weekend, Paul.
Yeah, look, there probably will be some scratchings on a soft track in the middle of winter, but as you said, I'll be back from 10 to 10:30 and we'll update you then.
Good on you, mate. Paul Joyce, that's our podcast preview. We're at Rose Hill on Saturday.